News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you. We got the usual slow spots in the usual places. Harrisburg's gummed up on 83 and 283 and 581. And we got Danville, Route 11 northbound, 54 east in Danville, and Route 11 south in Northumberland, and Front Street and Sunbury are the slow spots around here. We'll keep an eye on other areas, see if anybody else slows down today. In the studio with us now, Megan Beck is back. We've seen her on the SRI board and in a leadership role for Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. Today, she's wearing a smaller hat, but a very important one. Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood Group?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, fantastic. And you are our co-chair of that. Randy Buhner is your co-chair. So she is in charge, or you two are in charge of the leadership there. And Joe Bartella joins us, a former Sunbury Council member and Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood Group member. So welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you for having us.
And good Catholic, too, right?
That's right.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, I see you at the morning sessions at St. Pius, or I have months ago, but you still go to those. Okay. So let's talk about Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood Group. Define what this group is, if folks aren't familiar with it.
Yes, neighborhood groups are just groups that are of local citizens trying to improve like a specific area of the of our town. So we have the Hill Neighborhood Group, we have the Old Town Neighborhood Group, and you know, there are other groups I think that are less active, but there's a couple that are working to get developed.
All right, and these are subgroups where individual volunteers throughout the city kind of stick together and draw together a certain region of Sunbury. Wards might be how they might have designated it years ago, but now these are sort of neighborhoods that kind of have some commonality.
Mm-hmm. Yes, trying to get the people that live there and or work there to feel a sense of pride and community with each other, and you know, doing different projects or just building community, trying to relationships.
Right. And Joe, why volunteer to join a Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood Group?
Just the desire to make Sunbury a better place. You know, You see the litter on the ground, and you just want to do something to make it look better, to pick it up. And most of the time, you're walking around town anyway, so why not just pick things up along the way and incorporate that right into your walk?
All right, yeah, you're a Sunbury resident, so you travel throughout the town on foot, so you see this, and somebody may say, well, why pick up the litter, because there's just going to be more there, but once you pick up one piece of litter, it's gone for good. You know, that piece will never be back, so.
Yeah, and I think if it's clean, people are less likely to throw something on the ground. If they see other litter, I think they don't feel as bad adding to it.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, very much. And you'd be surprised who's doing the littering. People who we wouldn't think would, but maybe they think about that. Okay. So that's one of the focuses that Old Town Neighborhood Group has right at the moment, is an Adopt a Block program. And tell us how that's working, Megan.
Yes. What we've done is we've kind of broken up the downtown into blocks or half block segments, and we're asking people to who might be in the area to maybe take at their lunch break, take a walk and once a week, and keep an eye out for litter or any safety issues in that area, so we can make sure they get addressed.
So you could adopt a block. Let's say, oh, I'm looking at your map here. In or around the Burger King is a block, and somebody, oh, I see it's available. It's not X'd off, which means that's available, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So somebody who lives near there, who takes a fitness walk, you know, all the way up to Front Street and back anyway, might want to adopt the Burger King region?
Yes, exactly. That's what we're hoping. I mean, there's a lot of people around the world are taking this up as part of, you know, picking up litter as part of their daily routine, walking and making their area look nicer, since they have to look at it every day anyway.
Okay. Well, and the dog walkers have a plastic bag with them anyway, so
well,
you might as well
put
it to
our group is going to supply the bags.
Yeah, tell me about that. What's the?
We're going to supply gloves and bags for people, and then also we'll dispose of the garbage if they just bring the bags back to behind SRI's location there on Market Street, and the city's going to pick it up for us.
All right, so there's a trash situation there. You might end up with a big bag full where, you know, you have to pay $2 or $3 or whatever to get your trash.
Some of the beginning cleanups we've done with the group of citizens that started already on some of the problem areas, like the train tracks and the side of the hill next to Memorial Acres. We've gotten quite a number of bags out of those areas, more than you'd imagine.
So. Well, I remember from cleaning up after River Festival, you know, we'd sort of go down towards the 3rd Street Railroad track into those track areas, and you'd be like, oh, you can't pick up all this stuff.
It just gets lodged in there. You really have to dig through the tracks to try and get it out of there.
Right. I'm not even sure you're supposed to be down there anyway, so that's another topic. Okay. And so this Adopt-A-Block program is open to anybody and everybody. You never have to officially sign up for Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood. You just have to let Old Town know that you're interested in helping?
Yes, there is actually a volunteer application. We are a committee of SRI, and of course they have their legal obligations. So we make sure they know who is helping. You know, that's really important part of what we do too. But then we just want to stay in communication with them, you know, once a month or so, just to know that they're out checking out their block and if they've seen any issues. And we're trying to build relationships too with our neighbors in the Old Town neighborhood.
All right, so this is underway now, and I think I hear a lot of people talking about that. Am I right?
It seems to be that way. Yeah, it's really catching on here the last couple weeks, and people are discussing it on Facebook and other social media.
All right, so, and to be clear, you told me before we started, there's another group that's sort of a private group that's also doing some litter cleanup in and around Sunbury?
Yes, every Sunday at 11 a.m., there's a group that is getting together different places around town that are problem areas, places where trash is collected or is, you know, looks particularly bad. They're trying to get around, take care of those areas.
The Sunbury Moose is actually sponsoring them and helping by providing bags and pick up.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Fabulous.
Here. And the city's been very supportive as well.
All right. Kudos to the Moose. You don't hear a lot about them, but you know they're there, and there's some things that happen there. And so they're organizing that. So contact the Moose for that particular group. But SunburyRevitalization.org is the website if you're interested in following through the Old Town, or you want people to go to Old Town's Facebook page.
Yeah, our Facebook page is the easiest way to reach us directly. But also at the SRI office, you can either stop in or give them a call. That's 286-7768.
All right, so that's Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated in downtown Sunbury, the old Kaufman's building for folks that really have a good memory around here, I guess, and Sunbury Revitalization.org and Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood Group is on Facebook, so you can contact them through there. What else is cooking? Some of the other things that Old Town is up to these days?
We're doing a spruce up campaign where we're volunteers are helping to fix up some of the storefronts downtown of different businesses.
And what is the incentive? Sort of what's the criteria and so on? Other than making the town look better, which is plenty.
Yeah, I mean, just people that are willing to work with us and let us help them out.
Okay, so maybe some volunteers could be involved in assisting?
Yes, yes. And okay. We're also, the sandwich stroll is coming up on June 29th.
Yep.
Okay. And what's the sandwich stroll? I remember that.
That isn't organized by our committee, but that is through SRI, the Sunbury Sandwich Stroll, where people can go downtown and get patronize different restaurants. It's on June 29th.
And you register.
You buy one ticket, and then each of the restaurants provides you with like a sample sandwich from each of their places.
And when you piece it all together, it's a whole sandwich.
It's a whole sandwich.
Okay. Well, you got to do the walking. But honestly, it'd be wonderful to refamiliarize yourself with all the different restaurants in the downtown. You know, there's a dozen places on the stroll.
There's more than you realize. Yeah, there really is.
Yeah, I agree. I sort of find myself wondering, can you get a cup of coffee anywhere in the downtown other than the wonderful Edison Hotel, which, of course, young Megan is involved in the ownership of that. But, and the answer is yes. So I'm glad to say that is true. But go to the Edison anyway. So, free plug there. The facade program, that's the part of the cleanup topic, or SRI has a facade program they're going to start up?
It's just a matching grant money for for businesses that apply for the grant. And if they're accepted, then they up to $5,000 they can get toward improvements to the front of their store.
Yeah, just to clarify that the SRI is applying for facade grant funds. So they're asking for applications by May 17th of downtown people that would like to spruce up their storefronts. Old Town Neighborhood is doing sort of just collaborative effort, just cleanup and painting, and for a couple store owners.
And Hometown Heroes is coming up next month.
Yep. The ceremony's on May 11th.
So that's the veterans banners that you see in downtown Sunbury and up on Front Street. Just a super display. And it's a bit of a fundraiser for SRI. So if you like what SRI does and the Old Town Neighborhood Group does, this is one of the ways to sort of support the whole body politic in Sunbury. And who's organizing a walking tour that's coming up?
That's the Old Town Group, and we're working with Bucknell University to put together an app on your phone where it would all be on an app on the phone so that you could walk from place to place, and it would give you some history of each location on the app.
Boy, these Bucknell kids are all over the place helping every town around here. It's really something to see. Well, we're glad about that. All right, well, we're just about out of time. Where can I get more information on all of these good topics? Please, Megan.
SunburyRevitalization.org or the Sunbury Old Town Neighborhood Group, and that's town, T-O-W-N-E.
Yeah, you got to add the E because it's really old on Facebook. Well, thank you both so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Joe Bartello and Megan Beck, active in the Sunbury Old Town with an E neighborhood group.